This is the local VK5 news segment.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of myself and Andrew, VK5WX, on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group, SARG. If you're into C4FM or Oz Free DMR, you can catch us on the following talk groups: Adelaide 10G 69159, which is linked to Oz Free DMR on talk group 5055. That is our main talk group that we all talk on. We also jump on Oz Repeater Network 24160 on C4FM. Now, both of those talk groups on Adelaide 10G and Oz Repeater Net are also linked to YSF with the same talk group numbers. There are some exciting times about to happen in the future with SARG. Please stay tuned as the details will be released at a later date. You can find out more information on our Facebook group. Hope to catch you on the air soon. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of Andrew and myself, VK5WX. 73s for now.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, and I'm the training coordinator for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. It has been a great year for the training group with 104 new foundation licensees. We're also able to assist a number of students to pass their standard, advanced and regulations exams. We still have a handful of candidates who are unable to attend the last session due to work or family commitments. And for this reason, we'll be conducting our final training and examination session for the year on Saturday, the 13th of December. And this will be held at the RAAF Association meeting rooms in Hawthorne. We still have a few spots available and we'd love to help you get your amateur radio qualifications. To register for the course, you need to go to the AHARS webpage, that's ahars.au, and click on the Get Licensed header. This will take you to the training information page, and towards the bottom of the page, there's an area where you can enter your details, type of examination, and time frame for the exam. Age is no barrier, and we've had students aged from 10 to 95 years successfully complete the course. The ACMA no longer charge exam fees, and the only cost of the day is $10, payable to the club to cover room hire and refreshments. If you have any questions re the training day, please don't hesitate to call me on 041 8803 177. That was 041 8803 177. But please use the previously mentioned form to enrol. Thanks for listening, and the training group wishes you a very happy Christmas and a great new year. Cheers.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's Northeast Radio Club news bulletin. Well, it's nearly Christmas again, and 2025 is nearly gone. Once again, the Northeast Radio Club will be having a Christmas dinner at the Northeast Radio Club club rooms at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. And it will be next Friday, the 12th of December, at 6:30 p.m. Entrance is $5 per head. All members, wives, partners and friends are invited to attend. Mick, VK5MCH, will be conducting a trivia quiz on the night, and the questions will be of a general knowledge subjects. And your table will compete against the other tables, and the winning table will receive a prize. Now, the menu will be our usual chicken, chips, pizza and salads. Brian, VK5VI, is bringing along his special potato salad. However, we are asking for some attending to make some coleslaw or other small salads to bring along on the night. And, of course, you can bring along your own preferred drink. Also, we need three volunteers to help on the food table on the night, and entry will be free for those volunteers. So let Graham, VK5GM, know by email at jags3@gmail.com. Now, the final coffee club gathering will be on Wednesday the 17th of December, and it will recommence on Wednesday the 14th of January 2026. Well, that's your lot for today's bulletin. I hope to see you at the Christmas dinner next Friday night. Stay negative, everybody. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5KLD.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QR, with news from Project Horus. Coming up on Sunday, the 14th of December, is our next high-altitude balloon launch, as part of the Fleet Space Launchbox program. Launchbox is a reimagining of a STEM program that AREG was part of back in the 2010s, where we flew student-built payloads on high-altitude balloon launches. Fleet Space has restarted the program and expanded it Australia-wide, with hundreds of Year 7 and 8 students involved. The Summit to the Stratosphere event, held on the 2nd of November, had over 700 attendees, but due to weather issues, we were not able to launch the student-developed payloads, hence this second balloon launch. The launch site is still TBD, and will either be our Mount Barker High School launch site or the Auburn Community Oval. The launch time is expected to be our usual 10 a.m, with launch crews arriving on site around about 9 a.m. Payloads on this flight will include our usual Horus binary tracking payloads on 434.2 and possibly 434.21 MHz, as well as our live imagery payload on 443.5 MHz. To find out more about how you can get involved in the launch, either through tracking or receiving imagery or telemetry, check out the post on the AREG website at areg.org.au.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. In our club rooms, we have 36 blow mould plastic chairs with tubular steel frames, some of which are now showing signs of fatigue. A couple have developed cracks in the plastic, which we consider makes them unsafe for use. Last week, in our club weekly email, I asked if members could be on the lookout for some replacements. Ever eagle-eyed, Gabby, wife of life member Greg VK5ZGY, spotted some on Facebook Marketplace. After a couple of phone calls, it was decided that, as Greg and Gabby were going to Adelaide last weekend anyway, they would call into Murray Bridge on the way home and have a look at them. They ended up bringing all 33 of the available chairs back to Mount Gambier, and so now we need to cull out any of our existing chairs to make sure that we do not have any damaged ones and decide how many of the new ones that we need to keep. A very big thank you to Greg and Gabby, and also to the other two members who rang me with possible sources. Next Sunday we will be attending our 2025 Christmas barbecue in the delightful surrounds of Lake McIntyre on the northern outskirts of Millicent. This man-made lake is home to a great number of water birds and has a number of hides for the use of local and visiting bird watchers. In addition, it has quite a large number of shelters, some of which also have gas barbecues provided. There are also toilet facilities, and all of these assets make it a very popular spot for holding family and group barbecues, especially at Christmas time. We plan on making full use of it again this year, which we hope will see the biggest attendance ever. If you are in the area, please feel free to join us. Just make sure that you bring your own food, drink and chairs, and possibly some sunscreen. Tim, VK5AV, our long-time education officer, is busy guiding some new members through their entry-level exam syllabus. We wish these new members all the very best in their quest to gain their AR licences and join in the fun. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.